Blog Talk Radio. This conference is being recorded. Muted.
Good morning. Welcome to our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Thank you for joining us today. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. God bless you.
Unmuted. Muted. Unmuted.
Good morning. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you for joining us here on our 6 a.m. Make a Prayer. I'm going to ask you to please remain on the line, and our broadcast will be starting soon. Thank you, and God bless you.
Muted. Unmuted.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. Please remain on the line. Our broadcast will be starting soon. Thank you.
Muted. Unmuted.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Welcome to our 6 a.m. Mega Prayer. We're going to go ahead and just have a short time of prayer. We do thank you for joining us here on our Mega Prayer. We are here Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time. Amen. And we invite you to come and join us. Amen. Praise God. As we fellowship, as we pray, as we call on the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. So we are excited about this move of God, this season of God. We thank God for using us in this time of prayer. So we're going to ask you to pray with us. Amen. Pray with us. Amen. Praise God. Help us to lift up the name of Jesus. So we're just going to right now. Amen. Praise God. We're just going to.
Muted. Unmuted.
Amen. Praise God. We're just going to ask those of you that can.
All callers are muted.
Amen.
All callers are unmuted.
We're just going to ask everybody to just join us this morning in corporate prayer. If you're on the line right now, we just opened up our line. And so we want everybody just to begin to pray. Amen. We're going to pray this morning concerning, amen, the hate that is in the land. Against the murder that is in the land, amen, against, amen, praise God, those that are allowing the enemy to use them. We want to pray that they have a heart of repentance. So if you're on the line today, we want everybody just to begin to start interceding and praying. Amen, praise God. We're going to ask you to just go ahead and just begin to call on the name of Jesus right now, because we know that God is able, and as we begin to intercede, we're believing for God to move in a mighty way. We're believing God, amen, praise God, to, amen, begin to shake this earth around, amen, praise God, and to begin to open up heaven, amen, on our behalf concerning the murders and the hate, amen, that's going on, amen, in neighborhoods, amen, that we are seeing, amen, praise God. So if you can, the line is open, so we're asking everybody to pray, amen, and intercede. So let us just begin to start saying thank you, Jesus, amen, praise God. We first want to thank God, amen, for this opportunity to pray, amen, praise God. We want to bless God, amen, for this opportunity, amen, praise God, to be able, amen, to intercede, amen, praise God, for we don't know when the next attack is going to happen, when the next person, amen, praise God, is going to get to that breaking point of going forward and allowing that hate to turn into action. And so we want to pray today and cover every one of our families and our friends and loved ones, and we're just so thankful that God has given us the power to pray. We're so thankful that God has given us, amen, the weapon of prayer. Amen. So we're going to use our weapons this morning to pray. Amen. Praise God against, amen, the murder that is in the land. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to trust and believe God. Amen. Praise God that this prayer is going to move up on somebody's heart today that may be angry, that may be going through something in their mind, want to stop the evil thoughts of the enemy. Amen. Praise God, and begin to send forth the very power of God. Amen. Into the atmosphere. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. So let us begin to, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ora ba shanda. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, let your power fall down right now, God. Let your very presence, God, be in the midst of this prayer today. Father, as we come before you, O God, we come, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Father, we thank you for moving. We thank you for hearing our prayers, O God. As we come in this time of corporate prayer, amen, as the people are praying, as the people are interceding, Father, we just want to thank you, God, for moving. Hallelujah.
Muted. Unmuted.
We want to thank you right now, Lord God, for your consuming fire. We want to thank you today, oh God, for your fire, oh God. Your fiery darts, oh God. We thank you today, oh God, for your arrows, oh God, of fire today. We thank you, Lord God, for surrounding us, oh God, with your angels, oh God. Encamp your angels, God, around every home in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Lord God. And even as we pray, God, as we begin to intercede, oh God, there will be a shaking upon this earth realm. There will be, Lord God, a retention, oh God, of those, oh God, that have allowed the enemy, oh God, to come into their hearts, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that every evil thought, oh God, will be removed out of their lives, oh God, out of their hearts and their minds, oh God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will speak, oh God, to the hearts of those, oh God, that are hurting, oh God, that they will begin, oh God, to come before you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Muted.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we pray right now, Lord God, that you will begin, Lord God, to move quickly, oh God, over every home, God. Move in our communities, God. Move, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to move right now in our neighborhoods, oh God. Move, oh God, in every city, oh God. Move, Lord God, upon those right now, Lord God, that are suffering, oh God, in their bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we declare right now, God, that our weapons are not carnal, God, but they are mighty to the pulling down of every stronghold. We pray right now, every stronghold, Lord God, that is trying to come against your people, oh God, and destroy, Lord God, their minds and their bodies, oh God, and their spirits, oh God. We pray today, Lord God, that you will lift up a standard against the enemy, oh God. We declare war today over the attacks of the enemy, oh God. But we pray that no weapons that are formed against us shall prosper, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that you will give us victory, oh God, in our lives, oh God, over every attack of the enemy today, oh God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will give us, Lord God, the desires of our hearts today as we pray. Concerning, oh God, the minds of the people, oh God, as we pray concerning, Lord God, that rebellious spirit, as we pray, Lord God, concerning, Lord God, that spirit of hate and murder, oh God, as we pray, oh God, concerning that spirit, oh God, of trying to destroy us, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that you will right now, Lord God, that you will come, Lord God, and move, oh God, in this time of prayer, God. Somebody, Lord God, in the name of Jesus is hurting, oh God. And we thank you right now today, oh God, for the power of prayer, oh God, to heal, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that you will show them, oh God, the salvation of the Lord today. We ask, Lord God, that you right now will send us out, oh God, to minister to those that are broken today, oh God, that they may come to know you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for just using, Lord God, this time of prayer. Thank you for victory, oh God, in Jesus' name. And so, God, we count it all joy. We count it all joy today, oh God. We count it all joy today, oh God. Everything that the enemy has tried to do, oh God, you have turned it around, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, oh God, that it will not work. We thank you today, oh God, that you're giving us a new mind, oh God. You're giving us a new attitude today, oh God, to deal with, Lord God, the attacks of the enemy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you right now today, oh God, that you are giving us, oh God, what we need to lift up our heads today, oh God. So, Father God, that person that feels like they can't make it, oh God, we ask you today, oh God, to send encouragement in the name of Jesus, oh God, that they will know, Lord God, that Jesus is Lord, that they will know, Lord God, that you came, Lord God, to give them life and to give them life more abundantly. So we thank you right now, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that is turning around, oh God. Every captivity, oh God, of the mind, oh God, is being turned around in the name of Jesus, oh God. Every spirit of bondage, oh God, is being broken now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word in Isaiah 40 and 31, oh God, that says, oh God, that we shall be mounted up on wings as an eagle, oh God. We pray today, oh God, that you will mount your people up, oh God. They will be mounted up, oh God. They will not be down up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And so right now, Lord God, speak into the atmosphere. We speak right now, oh God, into every person, oh God, that is going through, oh God, and their hearts have been broken, oh God, into many pieces, oh God. Send forth healing angels now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Send those mighty angels now, God, that they will encamp around your people today, oh God, that they will know, Lord God, that you are the true and living God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for fighting
you right now.
We thank you right now, Lord God,
thank
that you've given us victory
thank
on the battle of you, Lord God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. And you are in control of the battle, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you never lost the battle, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Peace on the battlefield today, oh God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for removing suffering, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, for me for going through, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh, we know, Lord God, that you have a gift, oh God, for you said in your word, God, that you are a very present help in the time of trouble. And so right now, somebody is in trouble. Somebody's heart is filled with trouble. And so today, oh God, we cover right now our sons and our daughters, oh God, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus.
They rise up this morning, oh God. We ask that you deal with them, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you touch them right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. That they will come to know you in a new way today, Father, right now. And for that man and that woman, oh God, that has anger in their hearts today, Father, we pray right now, Lord God, that you will meet their God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, oh God, you will show them how to love, oh God. You will
yes, hallelujah.
Your lives, oh God, in the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
They will not have a mind of murder. They will not have a mind, oh God, to hurt. They will not have a mind, oh God, to do evil, oh God. We thank you now, God, for doing it. We thank you now, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We pray for all around this world, oh God, that there will be a repentance, oh God. There will be a crying out to you, oh God. There will be a turning away from the evil works of the enemy, oh God. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, deal with our guests today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, so that we, Lord God, will yield ourselves to you in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just thank you now. We bless you now for who you are, God. And we lift you up now for what you're going to do, God. And we thank you right now, God, for your quiet, Lord God, that is around us right now. And we thank you now, Lord God, for hearing us, oh God, and moving quickly, oh God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise today, oh God. We say thank you, oh God. We say thank you now, God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Moving, oh God.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for turning some of us down, oh God.
Yes.
Thank you,
Jesus.
That you didn't allow
yes.
to be so, oh God.
Mm.
Those that have
thank
lost
you,
loved ones, oh God.
Because yes.
of people,
thank
oh God.
You. Mm.
Oh, as we ask you today,
thank
oh God, to touch those
thank
families,
you,
oh God.
God. Yes, God.
Heal
them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Heal them, Lord.
Yes, God.
Oh
God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Through this, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God.
In the name of Jesus,
God.
We thank you.
That they shall be healed in their minds, God. Shall be healed, oh God. In their spirit, oh God. Every breath of the spirit today, God. We give it to you, God.
In the name of Jesus.
We lay it before you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. That they may be healed. In the spirit that they may be healed, oh God.
Yes,
God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
To your very will, God.
Yes,
God. Your way today.
Yes,
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of 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 Jesus.
Oh, God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We give you glory for this day.
Yes, God.
Yes,
thank you.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Glory.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us just pray in the spirit for 1 minute. Thank you, Jesus. Amande Korasha. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it is so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We want to welcome you to.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. All callers are muted.
To our 6 a.m. make prayer. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God. Amen. For this opportunity. Amen. Praise God to be with you here on the broadcast today. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for our prayer. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We want you to join us here every week, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time. Amen. Praise God. 6 a.m. Central Time. Amen. We're right here on the broadcast. Amen. Praise God. We look forward to you being a part of this broadcast. Amen. Each and every time we're here, every Monday at 7 p.m. Amen. We are here on the broadcast, and we look forward to you joining us here on the broadcast. Amen. I'm out doing my run, so if you hear noise in the background, amen. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for this opportunity. Join us, amen. We have a special event coming up, amen. October the 8th, the Bucktown Wicker Library, 1701 on North Milwaukee. Join us, amen, for our Women's Fellowship, our Victorious Women's Fellowship. Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
Muted.
Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Unmuted.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Join us October the 8th. Amen. As we have our second Saturday Women's Conference. Amen. So we're asking you to be a part of that. Amen. Praise God. It will be at 12 noon, 3 p.m. We ask that you register. So you can call us at 773-609-2071. And we're also going to have our prophetic conference at the end of the month. Man, we'll be announcing the location real soon. Amen. Praise God. So we're looking forward to being a part of that. Amen. Praise God. But just for a little bit, I'm going to have to get off the call here. Amen. Praise God. But I want you all to continue to lift up, amen, against the spirit of murder. Amen. Praise God. That it's in the plan. And continue to pray against, amen, that spirit, amen, praise God, that spirit of plan. So we want you to continue to say before the Lord, call on the name of the Lord, amen, God, that we will be able to intercede for those that are, that have lost loved ones and for those that are dealing with the anger in their hearts. Amen. We have so many people that are angry right now. Amen.
All callers are unmuted.
Amen. Open our line here. Amen. Praise God. So we want to go ahead and pray for those that are in the midst of tragedy, those that have been affected by tragedy. People to continue to lift up those families. But you've never been there, but you don't know, amen, praise God, how they feel, amen, have a loved one to be murdered, amen, for no reason, amen, praise God, so do, amen, praise God, want to be able to intercede that God will intervene, amen, and touch the hearts of that person that is angry, amen.
Muted. Unmuted.
Make sure that we continue to lift up families that continue to go through this. And praise God, it's a pain that I'm not able to describe. You've never been there, but we do want you, amen, praise God, to have an understanding part in this season that it's not just about you, amen, and things might be going fine in your life, but there is somebody, amen, praise God, that is going through right now because of the loss of a loved one. Amen, praise God. We dealt with this anger a few weeks ago. We dealt with anger in our workshop that we had. And it was a very powerful workshop.
Amen. Praise God. As we talked about anger, things were broken in the lives of people. Amen. Praise God. So we have to begin to deal with the issue. Deal with the issue. Amen. Praise God. Yes, we are praying. Yes, we are praying. Amen.
Muted.
Glory to God.
Amen. Unmuted.
We are praying. Amen. Glory to God. But yes, we begin to ask God for a plan. Amen. Praise God. There's a plan in our life. We have children that are angry. Amen. They come home each and every day. Amen. Praise God. With things in their hearts. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes, amen, they may talk to someone in the home, or they might just get to themselves. But we begin to identify when our children are angry about something and they're hurting about something, that we be able to reach them or access something into something being hurtful to either themselves or to someone else. Amen. Praise God. We do want to make sure that we begin to reach out to those that we see that are in places, amen, of hurting. Amen. Praise God. But we will not
pray. Muted. Unmuted.
Continue to speak it over and over again. Amen. Praise God. It is something that people are looking at, and most people, amen, praise God, don't know what to do. Amen. But I believe that God is calling the church to a place, calling the church to a place where we will be able, amen, praise God, to use, amen, our word, the word of God that is in us, come together and get a plan for the enemy. Amen.
Muted.
Amen. Praise God.
Unmuted.
Amen. Praise God. That God, amen, praise God, is working something out. But the church needs to rise up and come together, first of all, in unity. Amen. Praise God. If we can't love, amen, in the body of Christ, then how do we expect our prayers to be effective? So we, first of all, need to begin to ask God to give us that repentance heart. Amen. Praise God. Of forgiving those that have offended us. Amen. Praise God. So that when we pray, we will begin to see the hand of God move upon our lives. Amen. Praise God. There is power in your prayer. Amen. There is such great power in your prayer. I want you to know today, amen, praise God, that your weapons are not carnal, but they are mighty. They are mighty. They are mighty to the pulling down of every stronghold. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. So you need to know, amen, praise God, that it's working out. Amen. Glory to God. Is turning out.
Muted. Unmuted.
Yes, we are. We're so thankful for the power of prayer. We want to make sure that we're using our prayers in the right spirit and according to God's plan. Amen. Praise God. So we want to begin to pray concerning hate, anger that is going on in the land. So don't push it to the side when you see someone that is constantly angry. Amen. Things build up in the lives of people, and people carry pain. And sometimes they allow pain to come out the wrong way.
that they don't know how to deal with their pain, then they will allow the enemy to come in and use them in the worst way. So even those of you that have husbands and wives, and I'm sure some of these people that have committed some of the murders were husbands and wives to somebody. And because they did not know how to deal with their anger or their hurt or their fear, they used it in the wrong way. So we want to continue this. No, amen, praise God, that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of love, peace, and a sound mind. Amen, praise God. So it's very important that you get that into your ears this morning. Amen, praise God, as you begin to go about your day. You may encounter somebody on the job today that is just full of anger, coming every day with an attitude. They don't know how to deal with what they are going through. Hallelujah. They might be in the midst of a bad marriage at home. They might be dealing with financial debt. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you have a lot of people that have lost their jobs, and they're angry because they have lost their jobs. Amen. Glory to God. But we're going to believe God today that as we have prayed, that somebody's going to have a change of attitude. Somebody's going to have, amen, a different mindset today, that they will look at their pain in a different way. Just because you have pain does not mean that you have to hurt. Just because somebody hurt you does not mean that you have to hurt them. And so sometimes people don't think that way. We wish that everybody would think the way that the Bible wants them to think. The Bible says think on things that are loving and things that are kind and things that have a good report. And everybody doesn't think that way when they get angry, when they experience pain, when they experience suffering. Amen. And everybody's not saved. And even people that are saved, sometimes when they go through pain and suffering and when they go through hurt, they don't always think, amen, praise God, the right way. And so we have to make sure that whether you're saved or unsaved, amen, praise God, that you begin to think, amen, praise God, with a mind, amen, not harming someone. Amen, praise God. And it's easy for people sometimes to sit back, amen, and look at the TV and say, oh, that's a shame. Amen, praise God. But until it comes your way, then you want to get us to do something about it. So we want to do something about it now. We want to pray concerning it. We want to reach out to those that are angry. Amen. Praise God. And offer them, amen, salvation, or offer them a word of prayer, or offer them a word of encouragement. Some of these people could have been stopped. Somebody would have said something to them about love, or somebody would have showed them some kindness, because some of these people have been going through some strongholds since childbirth. Amen. Abused. Amen. In their lives. Amen. Neglected, amen, praise God. And society just kept pushing them through the school system and pushing them through life. And maybe they were in and out of trouble in their life. And, you know, the jail system, amen, doesn't reform the people. Amen, praise God. They just lock people up, amen, praise God. And they don't really have, amen, a form or a means, amen, of reaching them. Amen, it's too crowded and overloaded. Amen, praise God, but the church, amen, praise God, the church should be praying for ways to deal with people individually, to deal with, amen, the pain and the hurt that they are going through. Amen, it's a hurtful thing, amen, to be able to look at the things on the news and see our brothers and our sisters being gunned down.
amen, for no apparent reason, just because somebody else had the wrong mind. Somebody else, amen, didn't know how to handle, amen, the situation. And so we have to continue to pray. Amen. Glory to God. We are in a place now that we don't know what's going to happen the minute we leave our homes. We don't know what's going to happen the minute our children leave the homes. Amen. Praise God. So we have to continue, amen, to keep them covered. Keep them covered. We know that God, amen, praise God, is able to protect us. Amen. Glory to God. And we are fighting against a real enemy, amen, in this season that is manifesting himself, amen, right before our very eyes. Amen. We are seeing the works of the devil. We are seeing, amen, glory to God, the flesh in operation. We are seeing this. And so we got to have a plan, church. We have to have a God-given plan, church. We can't just sit around, amen, and have events. Amen. Praise God. Let's have, amen, praise God, a musical. Amen. Praise God. But we got to come and we got to reach those people that are hurting. Amen. Everybody is not interested in clapping their hands or stomping their feet at a musical, amen, or at an anniversary. There are people, amen, that need the church, amen, to begin to reach out, amen, to the problems that they are dealing with. Amen. Praise God. There are people that are in so much financial pain, amen, glory to God, that they are ready to go, amen, and do harm to somebody because they feel like that they cannot survive this financial struggle that they are going through. It's real. It's real. This thing is real. Amen. Praise God. And if we don't continue, amen, to pray and take action, prayer is one thing, but what are we going to do after prayer? We have to begin to have a plan. Amen. What is your plan? What has God given you? Amen. Praise God. Yes, you can keep saying, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. But God's saying, what am I telling you to do? God is telling you to do something. God is giving somebody, amen, a revelation, amen, concerning, amen, what's going on. The church has become so lazy. All they want to do is pray. But to get up and to take action and to go into the neighborhood and to begin to get some type of plan for the people, amen, some type of program for the people to be reformed and revived, amen, one-on-one, amen, praise God, reaching them where they are, amen, glory to God. So we're so thankful today, amen, for this broadcast, amen, for our time of prayer, amen. We're so thankful that God allowed you to come here, amen, on today to pray with us, amen. So thankful, amen, praise God, that God's word that we release in prayer will not return unto him void. Amen. Praise God. We're believing that somebody that you're going to come in contact with today, you're going to be able to touch their lives in such a way that what they were thinking about doing, it will be stopped immediate in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. See, a lot of times we got in our mindset, that's not going to happen to my life, my family, my loved ones, to do nothing.